This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A new Department of Transportation rule has taken effect to refund passengers for delayed and canceled flights. The rule guarantees passengers automatic refunds, meaning no paperwork or lengthy calls with customer service representatives when an airline fails to get passengers to their intended destinations. That includes what are termed significant delays, defined as over 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg said, "When an airline knows that all, instead of just a few of the passengers on a canceled flight are likely to actually get their money back, it gives them a different set of reasons to put in the investment and the realistic scheduling that makes those cancellations less likely to happen to begin with." It doesn't end with refunds, though. Customers are also entitled to refunds if they've been downgraded to a lower class of service than what they paid for, if they paid for a checked bag and the bag did not arrive on time, and if they paid to use an airline's Wi-Fi that did not end up working. The refunds must be prompt and provided in cash or in the original form of payment, the Department of Transportation says. Republican Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson could be suspended from practicing law for 90 days under a disciplinary council recommendation to the Montana Supreme Court. The Commission on Practice has recommended that Knutson's license to practice law be suspended for 3 months for actions committed by himself or the Department of Justice attorneys whom he supervises. The Commission found that Knutson undermined the public's trust in the legal system in 2021 when the Attorney General refused to comply with a Supreme Court order and disparaged Supreme Court justices. Attorney General Knutson and his subordinates violated rules intended to preserve the public confidence in the fairness and impartiality of our system of justice in Montana, said Prosecutor Tim Strock. In filing the complaint against the Republican Attorney General in October 2023, Strock said Knutson violated the oath that all attorneys are required to observe and that disbarment should be a possible consequence. At his hearing before the Supreme Court, Knutson said he would do things differently in hindsight, but he also denied any wrongdoing. Knutson was charged with 41 counts that Knutson or his attorneys violated the state judicial system rules of professional conduct in 2021 while representing the legislature in a subpoena power battle with the judiciary. At the core of the complaint is Knutson's office informing the Supreme Court that the legislature would not recognize or abide by a court order on the matter. Republican leaders in the 2021 legislature had attempted to obtain judiciary emails, some of which showed judges throughout the judiciary participating in a poll concerning a state Senate bill that empowered the governor to make judicial appointments that at the time were done by a separate commission. The Montana Supreme Court will decide the matter against Knutson. The High Court is not required to follow the sentence recommended by the Commission on Practice. Knutson is a candidate for re-election as Attorney General. Any candidate for AG must be a lawyer in good standing with the state bar, so a suspension or disbarment would disqualify Knutson from serving as Montana Attorney General. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.